Friendships mold our identities. Harriet spent her life searching for a spouse, but after marrying Federico and his passing away, she realized something surprising. Friends are more valuable than a husband. They brought her comfort during her grief and filled her life with meaning afterward. In Western culture, romantic relationships often overshadow friendships. However, studies show that friendships have a significant impact on our lives. While exercise reduces mortality by 23 to 30%, a strong social network cuts it down by 45%. Socializing with friends also boosts happiness more than time spent with spouses or children. Friendships not only benefit us emotionally, but also shape our character. They teach us empathy, making us kinder and more understanding people. Research indicates that having good friends enhances our moral character and makes us more attentive. In essence, friendships help us become better versions of ourselves, promoting authenticity and generosity. By enriching our lives, they prepare us to build lasting relationships. Initiating friendships requires taking action. Moving to a new city for a job can be isolating, but it's on you to make the first move in finding new friends. Instead of just going to work and heading home, take action by joining a group that meets regularly, like a book club or an improv class. Spending time with others in these settings increases your chances of forming connections. However, simply showing up isn't enough. It's crucial to engage with the group as well. Many people hesitate to approach potential friends, fearing rejection. Remember, others might feel the same way. By initiating conversations and showing genuine interest, you can start building meaningful relationships in your new community. Steps to build confidence in social groups. A 2018 study by Dr. Erica J. Boothby reveals an interesting insight. People often underestimate how much others like them. When approaching a new group, remind yourself that they likely already have a positive opinion of you. This mindset can boost your confidence and make interactions smoother. To integrate into a new group effectively. 1. Participate actively. Join group activities consistently for at least 3 months. Regular participation increases your visibility and allows others to get to know you better. 2. Increase exposure. The more you engage with the group, the more familiar you become with them. This familiarity can lead to stronger connections and friendships over time. 3. Build individual connections. After becoming familiar with the group, invite someone you connect with well to hang out one-on-one. This step helps deepen your relationship and promotes a more meaningful connection. By following these steps, you can feel more confident and integrated into your social groups, making interactions more enjoyable and meaningful. Build strong relationships through vulnerability. Building strong friendships requires taking initiative and being vulnerable. Vulnerability means sharing your fears or embarrassing moments with others, even though it might feel risky. Many think it makes them appear weak, but research shows the opposite. Dr. Anna Bruck found that people feel closer to those who are open about their vulnerabilities because it shows honesty and authenticity. To introduce vulnerability into your friendships, you should take the first step. Don't wait for others to do it, especially in settings where expressing emotions might be seen as weak. Start small by sharing something a bit more personal than usual. This can help gauge your friends' reactions and deepen your bond. However, it's crucial to choose whom you share your vulnerabilities with wisely. If someone hasn't supported you in the past, they might not be the best choice now. Seek comfort and support from those who accept your vulnerabilities wholeheartedly. Develop genuine friendships through authenticity. Being authentic in friendships means more than just being honest about your feelings. It's about aligning your actions with your true thoughts and emotions. When you're authentic, you drop defenses that might otherwise hide your real self. For instance, if you feel hurt by a friend's distance but pretend not to care, that's not being authentic. Instead, it's about acknowledging your feelings openly. Research shows that when people with social anxiety stop using defensive behaviors like staying quiet, they become more engaging. This openness makes them more appealing as friends because they show genuine interest and attention. Authenticity helps you connect on a deeper level, promoting friendships that are more meaningful and satisfying. By being authentic, you tap into your empathetic and considerate side. This genuine approach not only attracts others, but also strengthens existing relationships. It's a powerful way to build bonds based on mutual understanding and openness, leading to richer and more fulfilling friendships. Resolve conflict with friends. 7 practical steps. Conflict with friends can be tough to handle, but it's crucial to address it head-on for healthier relationships. Here are 7 steps to help you navigate disagreements effectively. 1. Manage your emotions. Before discussing the issue, take time to calm down. Emotions like anger can cloud judgment and escalate conflicts. 2. Prepare for the talk. Let your friend know in advance that you want to talk. This gives both of you time to emotionally prepare and approach the conversation calmly. 3. Avoid blame. When discussing the problem, focus on how you felt rather than accusing your friend. For example, say, "I felt hurt when you missed my son's birthday," instead of blaming them. 4. Listen and understand. Give your friend a chance to explain their side of the story. Understanding their perspective can provide clarity and empathy. 5. Manage triggers. It's natural to feel triggered during conflict discussions. Take breaks if needed, but don't let emotions take over the conversation. 6. De-escalate tension. If your friend becomes defensive, reassure them that you're both in this to resolve the issue, not to fight. Acknowledge their valid points and ask clarifying questions to understand better. 7. Seek resolution. If the conflict is recurring, politely discuss what changes you'd like to see moving forward. Communicate your expectations for a positive change in your friendship. By following these steps, you can effectively address conflicts with friends, promoting stronger and more resilient relationships. Addressing issues openly and respectfully can lead to mutual understanding and growth within friendships. Enhance friendships through generosity. Being generous with your friends can significantly strengthen your relationships. Whether it's offering a helping hand, treating them to a meal, or simply being there when they need support, acts of generosity create deeper bonds. According to a survey by Motley Fool, generous people tend to have more meaningful connections and a broader social circle, providing crucial support during tough times. To build and maintain friendships, consider small gestures of kindness. This could mean giving a colleague a lift, assisting a friend with moving, or even sending a thoughtful message. Generosity doesn't always mean spending money, it's about showing you care in meaningful ways. However, it's essential to set boundaries. Be selective about who you're generous with, ensuring it's reciprocated by genuine care and appreciation. Avoid giving solely to seek approval or validation from others. Genuine generosity stems from a place of sincerity. Moreover, reciprocity is key. It's okay to ask for help from friends when needed. This balanced give and take promotes healthy relationships and prevents burnout from one-sided giving. Strengthen friendships through affection. How often do you let your friends know how much they mean to you? For many of us, expressing affection in friendships isn't something we do often. We worry about coming across as strange or giving the wrong impression. However, showing affection is crucial for building strong and meaningful friendships. Research by Robert Hayes from the University of Utah highlights that displaying affection towards potential friends can significantly increase the likelihood of forming lasting connections. Whether it's through small gestures like smiling warmly or praising their achievements, these actions show others that you value and appreciate them. Affection isn't just beneficial for new friendships, it plays a vital role in maintaining and deepening existing ones too. When you express care and support during tough times or celebrate their successes, you reinforce the bond you share. Even during conflicts, showing affection can help resolve disagreements more amicably, as it reassures your friend of your mutual respect and care. Remember, affection doesn't always mean physical touch. Simple acts of kindness and verbal appreciation can go a long way in nurturing friendships. So next time you're with your friends, try expressing your affection more openly. It's a small gesture that can lead to more fulfilling and supportive relationships for everyone involved. Key points. 1. Friends often provide more comfort and meaning in life than romantic relationships. 2. Friendships significantly improve health and happiness, even more than exercise. 3. Authentic friendships enhance empathy and moral character, making us better people. 4. Initiating friendships requires active participation and vulnerability to build trust. 5. Confidence in social groups grows when you remember others likely have a positive view of you. 6. Addressing conflicts with friends openly and respectfully strengthens relationships. 7. Generosity and affection in friendships promote deeper, more meaningful connections.